Turn with me again to Leviticus chapter 3. Lord willing, I'd like for us to look again at the peace offering and just pick right up where we left off this morning. Obviously, the depth of that which is set forth in these offerings, these sacrifices, can never in this life be set forth in their completeness, in their fullness. But I pray that tonight the Spirit of God might be pleased to teach us something of the glory of our blessed Lord. With all of the offerings that were offered before the Lord for a sweet savor, that is, the burnt offering, the meat offering, and the peace offering, the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, God's Lamb, was ever to be remembered. The blood that was sprinkled was ever setting forth the redemption, the plenteous redemption, for the satisfaction of God's law and the redemption of God's sheep. As I said this morning, there was different sacrifices, offerings that were given that set forth the Lord Jesus Christ in a particular light, a particular way. And as we behold Him upon the cross in one all-encompassing sacrifice, He forever put away sin, forever has satisfied Almighty God and His law. The confession of sin and our association with the Lord Jesus Christ because of our imputed guilt was ever to be remembered. But in the peace offering, what we see is an offering of thanksgiving and an offering of dedication. Remember, the peace offering set forth the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Not that we have established peace with Almighty God by accepting Him. We believe Him and trust Him as the fruit or the result of the Lord God Himself calling us out of darkness, imparting life. Faith believes God. Faith is the evidence of regeneration. The Scripture says that this offering, and turn over to Leviticus chapter 7. As I told you last week, as we look in Leviticus, it'll make a statement in one portion, then you turn over and it'll give you a fuller revelation of that offering. It says in Leviticus chapter 7, it says in verse 11, "This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried." Now, what offering do you see right there? It's the meat offering. It's a thanksgiving offering. Down in verse 16, "If the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that it was offered his sacrifice. On the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire." Now we'll look at that in just a moment on when and how this offering was to be offered, why it was offered like that, and what did it set forth concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, we're not here to historically look at a set of sacrifices just for the mere fact of the history of it. What is this setting forth concerning the Lord Jesus Christ? All right. Peace before God and fellowship with the Lord Himself is set forth in what and how this offering was to be made. Now turn back to Leviticus 3 and we'll pick up. The Scripture says in verse 3, Leviticus 3:3. Now we looked really at verses 1 and 2 and then different portions this morning on the sacrifices. It could be an ox, it could be a heifer, it could be a lamb, it could be a goat. Why? It set forth the Lord Jesus Christ the way. All right, the Scripture says in Leviticus 3:3, "And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that's on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver," that's the top part of the liver, "with the kidneys shall he take away. And Aaron's sons," verse 5, "shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood, that's on the fire. It's an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord." Now I want you to look at the last part of the 16th verse. "All the fat is the Lord's." All the fat is the Lord's. Now here's what's happening. This offering, this is a peace offering. This is an offering of thanksgiving and fellowship with Almighty God. It's an offering of thanks. Thanksgiving that the Lord has made peace by His Son, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has made peace with us by and through and in His Son. This is a sacrifice that sets forth Christ, who is our peace and our thanksgiving. What we're looking at right here is actually a meal. It's a fellowship. It's a sitting down, as you will, in spirit, fellowshipping and partaking and eating a peace meal with the Lord Himself. The Scripture says that whenever this offering was to be made, we saw it in verses 3, 4, and 5, the fat of it. 9, and look at verse 9. "He offered the sacrifice of the peace offering again." This is concerning the lamb. It says, "This offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat thereof, the whole rump, it shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is on the inwards." And again, it talks about the kidneys. And then in verse 14, "If it be the goat, he shall offer thereof his offering, even an offering made by fire unto the Lord, the fat that covereth the inwards, all the fat that is upon the inwards, the two kidneys, the fat, the fat, the fat." It kept mentioning, the fat is the Lord's. Now, whenever a burnt offering was offered, the Scripture says that that offering was taken, it was brought to the altar, and all of it was offered. It was flayed, F-L-A-Y. It was taken, the skin was taken off. Remember, the burnt offering set forth the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, His willingness to sacrifice, give Himself willingly before Almighty God, freely. "I lay down my life," He said. And the Lord was pleased with His sacrifice. He was without blemish. It said that animal was to be brought before the Lord without blemish. And not only outwardly was it without blemish, it was to be shown to be without blemish inwardly. There was nothing inward about it. It was a perfect sacrifice, picturing Him. And the burnt offering was completely offered on the altar. All of it was burnt. All of it belonged to God. Every bit of it. None of it for man. All for God. God was going to be satisfied. God had to be satisfied in the burnt offering. In the peace offering, Almighty God has set forth in the peace offering that He's going to have fellowship with His people in the offering of this peace offering. That which the Lord demanded was the best. He took that which He said is mine. Fellowship between God and man must be settled at the altar of sacrifice. And those parts that were to be an offering made by fire for a sweet savor to the Lord were the richest parts. What God said was the richest parts. All the fat is the Lord's. All of that which God said was the best part. In the peace offering, only a portion of that offering was to be consumed. And that being the fat with the other certain parts, that was put upon the altar. The fat, the best. In Genesis 45:18, now I understand. Listen, in this day of dieting and this, that, and the other, we think, you know, we talk about anytime you hear the word fat, it's almost like that's an evil word, fat. You know, you just, I don't want to talk about that. The Scripture speaks of fat, and it means the best of. Genesis 45:18, the Lord says, "And take your father and your household and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land." The abundance, the prosperity. The fat represents that excellent portion of the sacrifice that was laid upon the altar. All the fat was the Lord's. That was His, the best of it. The precious parts of it. That's what God said. The innermost parts of it. The inward, the hidden energies, the tender devotion and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for the Father and for His glory and for His will. That was God's. That was God's. Now, I know we look at this right here and we say, well, that's just a certain portion. But you have to understand, that's what set forth the heart, the best, the portion that was belonging to the Lord Himself. Here we see Him giving Himself to God Himself. God is the only one who could perfectly view the best of the sacrifice. We were talking a few moments ago about this movie that's out. It's got the whole world up in an uproar. Someone called me the other day and they said, you know, I saw that and it shows the sufferings of Jesus. It showed it historically. I said, no, it didn't. No, it did not. No, it doesn't show the sufferings. His soul was made a suffering for sin. His soul. No one but Almighty God viewed the sufferings of Christ. No one. All of the guilt of all of His elect for all of time in one encompassing sacrifice. One sacrifice. All of it was laid on it. It was in the sin offering. I don't want to get ahead of this, but I want to tell you this. In the sin offering, it said if a man sins ignorantly, he'll offer for a sin offering. You stop and think for just a minute. Do you have any idea the depth of that which we have done toward Him? The depth, the ignorance that we had. I don't have any idea the depth of the rebellion of my wicked heart. If a man sinned ignorantly, all men have sinned ignorantly. Only Almighty God knows the depth of that which we've rebelled against Him. Only Almighty God knows the depth of the sufferings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever this sacrifice was to be sacrificed, the Lord said, you take that peace offering, you take that sacrifice. The fat is mine. That's mine. The kidneys, that word kidney, I looked it up. Now the inner mind is what that means. Kidneys means inner mind. Inner mind. The heartbeat. The affection, the love, that's mine. If a man is going to fellowship with God, he's going to fellowship with God on God's terms. The Lord says the best is mine. The sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we see Him giving of Himself. The fat, the two kidneys, that caul, that diaphragm between the abdomen and the chest, on that lamb, the rump, that was, God said, that's mine. That's mine. No questions, no dispute. God said, that's mine. A picture of the glorious affection and love, the best, His Son. And this was offered to the Lord. Now, how was it to be offered? How? We say, first of all, in the peace offering, if man has got peace with God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given the best, He gave Himself. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That fat from that animal, I know that no picture, no type is a perfect representation. But in that type, God said, this is mine. This is mine. How was it going to be offered? Look at verse 5. And Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that's on the fire. It's an offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. Now, whenever Almighty God would be approached, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. God is approached by blood. That's how He was to be approached, by blood. You remember when Cain and Abel was going to give their sacrifices. And the Scripture says that Abel, and I'll just paraphrase it, you know what happened. Abel came and offered a lamb and approached God with a burnt sacrifice. God was to be approached by the sacrifice. Cain came and offered. The offering that Cain offered was an offering of the first fruits. You remember that? He took of the best that he had. Took of the first fruits. That's what he did. Came and offered of the vegetables and the things that he was to offer. But the Scripture says that Cain's offering was not accepted. Why? He didn't approach God in the way that God said, I will be approached. Almighty God said, this is the way that I shall be approached. I'll be approached in a sacrifice. The shedding of blood, without the shedding, there's no remission of sin. A burnt offering had to be offered. God Almighty must be satisfied. The burnt offering set forth the satisfaction. God accepted it as a sweet savor. The acceptance of the burnt offering said God was satisfied. After the burnt sacrifice, then that meat offering, offering that was set forth, the perfection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then that was offered. Then this peace offering, how was it to be offered? Aaron's son shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice. It had to be offered on the burnt sacrifice. There is no peace with God. There's no fellowship with God. There is no acceptance with God. A peace offering, a thanksgiving offering, without God being satisfied first. It had to be offered upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood that is on the fire of the sweet savor unto the Lord. That burnt offering was offered first. God demanded the consecration of the Lord Jesus Christ in His death to satisfy the fire of His holiness and justice. Almighty God must be just. He must be just. Men think, we look at these offerings And we say, why? Why was it this offering and then this offering and then this offering? Why did it have to be that way? God Almighty must be satisfied. You don't just approach Him. You don't just walk in and just say, I'm going to approach you. I'm just going to walk in. You don't. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is our peace, He shed His blood. He lived perfectly. He walked perfectly. Now, He is our peace before God. That meat offering was laid upon that burnt offering. It signified the presentation of the best, the richest of our substitute for man. Christ offered Himself. Then that peace offering, these parts were taken and laid upon that altar, the fat, the kidneys, that caul, that top part, that which God said was His, was presented to God, signifying that justice was satisfied in the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, this is an offering of peace, an offering of thanksgiving, setting forth Christ, who is our peace. This is an offering in which we are thankful. But there is never at any point a time when the substitutionary death of the Lord Jesus Christ is not continually set forth. Never. Never. It's always the burnt offering, the meat offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, the trespass offering. Christ and Him crucified. Christ Himself. Now, obedience by the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, His life and His death, established for God's elect by His imputed righteousness to them and their guilt to Him, fellowship and peace between God and men forever by the person, the man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And this fellowship and peace is enjoyed by the one who offers this sacrifice, this believer, and his participation in that sacrifice. Now, the language of the peace offering is, as spoken by the Father that we spoke of this morning, receiving the prodigal son, that boy that came to himself. That boy had gone off in riotous living, wasted all of it, came to himself. He came back and he said, I'm going to go to my Father and I'm going to tell Him I've sinned against heaven and before you, or before heaven against you. It's meet, the Father said, that we should be merry, be glad. Let's eat and be merry. That's what the Father said. Reconciliation, peace. In the peace offering, fellowship is declared. Fellowship. God must have the best. God must have the best. You see, man has got this thing all backwards. Man sets it forth that he's got the best. He makes God to be a beggar. That's the way he sets him forth. He makes God to be the one that has it just held at bay until man makes his mind up to let God do something for him. God Almighty has established peace by His own sovereign will, sovereign power. God has done that. But communion with God is impossible without holiness. Without it. Turn with me again to Leviticus chapter 7. Communion with God is impossible. We talk about peace. We're settled. Back in Leviticus 7, that's where we just read. This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer for a thanksgiving, he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes mingled with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour. That's a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unleavened. no leaven in him. No sin, no rebellion. Unleavened wafers anointed with oil. Cakes mingled with oil of fine flour. But then it says, beside the cakes he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offering. There's a picture of the believer who still has the presence of sin with him. It's there. How am I going to be able to have fellowship with Almighty God? If you offer the peace offering for thanksgiving, you will take it, you will offer it with that cake, unleavened cake, mingled with oil, and take the leavened cake with it. The only peace that is established is our association with the Lord Jesus Christ. Only by Him. I cannot approach God apart from Him. Never get away from the thought, without me, you can do nothing without me. You can't call, you can't come, you can't approach God at any time. Man by nature gets this idea that somehow he thinks he can be a born again Christian. You know, Brother Scott was talking about that, but I'm born again. And I can just call on the Lord just any time I want to. I just pray and I just order Him around like He's just going to... You know? Let me tell you something. Almighty God is a holy God. He is approached only in absolute holiness. We approach Him how? In the Lord Jesus Christ. We come before Him. Imputed righteousness charged to us. We approach Him by Christ alone. If you'll offer this peace offering, He said you will take the unleavened cakes and take it with the leavened cakes, a picture of man in this world, believers, but sin is present with him. Sin is in us still. Paul says, I see in me, that is in my flesh, I see in me, no good thing. No good thing. They were to be offered together as a heave offering. That's what verse 14 says of it, of the law of the peace offering. And of it he shall offer out of the whole oblation for a heave offering unto the Lord. And it shall be the priest that sprinkled the blood of the peace offering. This heave offering was to be lifted up and waved before the Lord. That was the same thing that happened in the meat offering. Listen, God Almighty is not approached apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is always set forth. The best of it is the Lord's. We must ever be near, ever be in Him, the sacrifice that is accepted by God. This is where peace is found. Peace. Peace. He is our peace. But there is not only God's portion of the offering, the fat, but there is a portion enjoyed by the worshiper. This is a feast. This is a thanksgiving feast. This is the peace offering. Remember, this is an offering of communion because of and by the Lord Jesus Christ. Our peace. There was a portion for man also. Turn with me to the 31st verse of the 7th chapter of Leviticus. The priest, it says, shall burn the fat upon the altar, but the breast shall be Aaron's and his sons, and the right shoulder, verse 32, shall you give unto the priest for a heave offering of the sacrifice of your peace offerings. God demanded the best. He took that fat, represented the best of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to just be honest with you. I can't even enter in. The Lord Jesus Christ gave Himself. He laid down His life, and God was satisfied. Almighty God accepted. His sacrifice. And it was a sweet savor unto Him. He was pleased. This is my beloved Son at His baptism. It's my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I'm well pleased with Him. In His life and in His death, He satisfied His Father. Father's pleased. That fat, God said, the fat's mine. That's mine. It's the best. It's the fullness. It's the richest part of it. That's mine. But whenever that priest would offer that peace offering, he would take the fat out of it, and the breast and the right shoulder was taken, and that was to be given to the priest who offered it. There was to be a portion for him, the breast and the shoulder. While God feasted on the inward devotions, the best of our Lord's love, affection, obedience, we feast upon, first of all, the breast represented that part which was His love and affection for us. For us. As He prayed for us in that high priestly prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ said, Father, I pray for them. I pray, Father. I pray not for the world, but I pray for them that You've given me out of the world, that they may be where I am. His love for us, the breast. Jeremiah 31:13 says, He's loved us with an everlasting love. Now, in our peace with Almighty God, He set forth that God was going to have the best. God was going to have to be satisfied. The fat. The breast was given to the priest. The Scripture says, Deuteronomy 7:8, because the Lord loved you, because He would keep the oath which He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God commendeth His love toward us. I want to know that I've got peace with God. I want to know that He has set His affection on me. The evidence that God Almighty has done something, they believe Him. They believe Him. Faith. Not because they believe, but they believe because God Almighty has quickened them, called them out of darkness, imparted life to them. He's given them faith to believe. The believer feasts upon the love of Almighty God in Christ toward him. Now you think right now, at this moment, you that believe, there's a feast here. And we can truthfully say, has peace been established for me before Almighty God? If it has, then Almighty God has had the best. The heart, the affection, the love, the willingness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I lay down my life for the sheep. I lay it down for the sheep. And God's satisfied with it. God will have the best of it. The best of it. But the Lord gave us something to feast on. He gave the breast, the heart, the love of Christ. And we feast there. I mean, I can truthfully say, spiritually, a believer feasts upon the love of the Lord Jesus Christ for him and God's love for him because of the Son who put away his guilt. But not only did he give the breast, he also gave the right shoulder. Gave that. God said, that's your part. I'll have the fat, the kidneys, the caul. That's mine. You put that on the altar. That's a sweet savor. But you take the breast and the right shoulder. We feast upon Christ, who is our strength. Remember we looked this morning. All of this is why I wanted to preach this tonight. The Lord is the way. Take a heifer, the ox, the strength. Strength. We feast on His strength. We feast on Him. Who is our strength? Let me say it like that. If I say something, God help me to say it honoringly. concerning Him. We feast on Him who is our hope. We feast on Him who loved us with an everlasting love. That's, we feast on that. That's food for us spiritually. Job 26:12 says, He divideth the sea with His power, and by His understanding He smiteth the proud. Almighty God is able to deliver you. He's able. He doesn't have to wait on you. Aren't you glad? Romans 16:25, Now to Him that is of power to establish you according to My gospel, Paul said, in the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Psalm 115:3 says, But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased. Almighty God has established peace with us by the Lord Jesus Christ. He hath reconciled us back to Himself by Christ, by His blood. Luke 1:37 says, For with God nothing shall be impossible. He doeth as He will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no man is able to stay His hand. He is our peace. Peace is established with Almighty God by God being satisfied with the best, with Christ Himself. And He gives us something. And in communion, we feast on His love and strength as He feasts on the fact of the Lord Jesus Christ, His obedience, His death, glorifying Him in the redemption of His elect. God Almighty. Now this portion of the breast and the shoulder, it had to be eaten within a certain amount of time. Back in verse 15 of the 7th chapter of Leviticus. Just look at that. And here's the thing. God's going to establish peace. He said, this is the way it's going to be. You will give Me the fat. I'll have that. I'll have the best. It's the best. It's the richest. You will have the breast and you'll have the right shoulder. And that will be your portion. And that was theirs to consume. They could eat it. But they had to eat it in a certain amount of time. It was theirs. God gave it to them. But Almighty God set forth exactly the way it would be consumed. Verse 15. It says, And the flesh of the sacrifice of His peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it's offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. That offering, given of thanksgiving, it had to be eaten that day with that leavened and unleavened bread. That was a portion of that was given. Had to be eaten that day. In this, we see that we partake of the Lord Jesus Christ daily. Faith. Showing in type Christ to be the best of our feast. Our thanks to Almighty God must be given while His mercies are fresh. Fresh upon us. Fresh upon our heart. Fresh upon our minds. There's no time like right now. What do you have? What time do you have in giving of thanks? Now is the day. Now. Now. If it's an offering given, a thanksgiving, it'll be eaten that day. That's the day. But then, the Scripture says, if that offering, if that peace offering was given as a vow. Look at verse 16 and 17. If the sacrifice of His offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that He offereth His sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. But the remainder of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. Now, Almighty God set forth specifically how this was to be done. Thanksgiving, you give it that day. If it was a vow, that was an offering for a plea or deliverance in distress. That's what it meant. A vow. Lord, help me. Lord, I I approach you. I call on you. This is an offering, a peace offering. It was a vow offering. He could eat it for 2 days. 2 days. On the third day, it had to be burnt. Our Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected on the third day. His body saw no corruption. The peace offering given as a plea to His strength, to His love and affection. God said, this is the way that you'll eat it. If it's a peace offering given as a vow, calling upon Him, appealing to Him, to His strength and His love, you can eat that one for 2 days. But He said on the third day, you can't eat it anymore. You'll burn it. Why? It's because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, was raised the third day. His body saw no corruption. And Almighty God, not even in type, would allow an offering to be partaken. In our fellowship with Him, in our peace offering, God was not going to allow even the type to go past 2 days. Christ saw no corruption. 2 days, and God raised Him. Raised Him from the dead. And the Lord said, you can eat of it for 2 days. And on the third day, you will burn it. Death had no power over Him. As He was raised on the third day, He finished all the work that the Father had given Him to do in life. He walked obediently before Almighty God and obeyed Him. He finished the work. He laid down His life. Almighty God was satisfied. In that sacrifice of His Son, God was appeased. Sweet savor. The work was over. The Lord Jesus Christ said on the cross, it's finished. It's finished. He is the end of the law for righteousness to them that believe. He is our peace. Turn with me in closing to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians 2, verse 13, 14, and 15. But now, Ephesians 2, verse 13, but now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now, what Paul is saying is, you who were sometimes away in rebellion, God Almighty has brought you near by the blood of Christ. God has been satisfied. God has had the best fat of the Lord Jesus Christ. The affections, His heart, His willingness, He had the best of it. We feast. We feast on Him, on the love of Christ, on the strength of Christ. We feast with Almighty God. But He, verse 14, is our peace, who hath made both one, hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Christ is our peace. The peace offering was an offering of thanksgiving, an offering of appeal, a plea for the strength and the love of Christ alone. Thanksgiving and vow. It was given the best to God, but men also fellowshiped in it. We partake of Him tonight. We eat of Him. We eat upon the love and the strength of Christ, because we know this. God's been satisfied. God has been saved. God has had the best. God has seen Him, saw the travail of His soul, and He was satisfied. Satisfied.